السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. الله سبحانه وتعالى bless you and Abba with obvious and good health. حضرة مفتي صاحب الله تعالى keep you سلامت and maybe الله تعالى give us the strength to protect the integrity of the Sahaba Kiram day and night. الله تعالى give us tawfiq and take us from this dunya that on the day of Qiyamah, we can also stand in the rows of the Sahaba to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to you, brother Junaid Khan. And ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as recited by ma'ana Salim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa and few other countries. And majority of the countries, today is already the 23rd of Zulhijjah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 48, Suratul Fath, and verse number 29. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and not elected by people and the masses. Now today that is our lesson. Now take each word there and discuss it. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we speak of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nami isme grami, what does it really mean? It means that he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the supreme being, the one and only Khaliq and creator of the entire universe, is praising him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, day and night all the time. If you say Mahmud, so he is praised. And Muhammad, in the context of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means that every day, every night, Allah jalla wala is praising him. The angels are praising him. And therefore, Almighty Allah jalla wala teaches us in chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 56, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and His angels, Yusalluna ala Nabi, they are sending salawat, salutation upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From Allah Ta'ala's side, it is the blessings, and from the angel's side, it is dua, and from Allah Ta'ala's side, it is the special mercy. So, Yusalluna yufidu tajaddud, it means all the time is going on. So therefore, we should understand that. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nami isme grami Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned 4 times in the noble Quran. And this chapter, which we are doing, chapter number 48, and that is Suratul Fath. Remember, here it is mentioned Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Rasulullah. But when you read, you won't say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we say it when we're not in salat. So we say that Muhammadur Rasulullah. But in Salat you won't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and so forth. Then second one, remember that Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other name mentioned in chapter 61 verse number 6, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, was, is, will always be the last prophet of the Israelites, the Bani Israel. And as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, the intervening period between Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable auspicious birth, and Isa alayhi salatu salam, that is going up to the skies and what have you, is 600 years. So therefore, we find that Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he, Isa alayhi salatu salam, informed the people and everybody, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. And the last and final messenger will come, and his name Nami, Ismi Grami, will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah praises Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam day and night. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I praise Almighty Allah jalla wala, the most in the entire creation and universe. Hence the name Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 33, verse number 56. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ay iman walu. 89 different places Allah Jalla Wala mentions this phrase, Ala sabilil ikram wa takreem, to elevate the rank and status of the true believers, male, female, adult and children. So what is your function? Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, Laylatul Jumu'ah, is the night of Friday, tonight after Maghrib, one sunset, till tomorrow sunset. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, and you will find in Mishkat Sharif, Abu Dawood, and various compilations, Akthiru minas salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. The night of Friday, the day of Friday, increase the quantity and amount of Durood Sharif, salawat upon me, O my beloved Ummah. Durood Sharif, from a young tender age we hearing the word. It's not the Arabic word, it's not the Urdu word, it is Farsi and Persian. So what does it mean? It means when you are a farmer and you have bumper harvest and bumper crops, so then you sell it, that crops and harvest, in minimum time for maximum profit, and you receive a handsome amount, you see. So we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So once we say that, remember that simple words, but the rewards are magnificent, handsome rewards. Hence the name Durood Sharif. And ulama have written books on all this. Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, wrote a whole book on that Fadail Durood Sharif. If you have, I still have that old copy. Now it's called Fazail A'mal. But if you see the original book Hazrat Sheikh Nawwar Allah Marqadahu wrote, it is called Tabligh Nisab. So there it was part of it, remember, Fazail Durood Sharif and so forth. So anyway, it is one of Afdalul Qurubat, one of the greatest actions, to read Salat and Salami upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all times, all places, remember, and more so on the night of Thursday, meaning what we call Thursday night, and the night of Jumu'ah Islamically, and Friday the day, remember that. Then Muhammadur Rasulullah, hadith in Mustad Ahmad, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. After Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, his name Nami Ismi Grami, honorable name mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him, Surah to Ibrahim. Now he and his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam reconstructed, refurbished everything, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. Now it's time to make dua. So which dua does he make? Remember there in the Hijaz, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Ta'if, Jeddah, never ever was there a prophet and a messenger in that part of the world. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent wahi and revelation to him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Now you were chosen for this great task that you built and reconstructed the Baytullah. Now make dua. So now he makes various duas. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh, beloved Allah, accept from us. Verily, Ya Allah, You are all-hearing and all-knowing. Chapter 2, verse 127. And thereafter he made dua. Chapter 2, verse 129. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. Oh, beloved Allah, send amongst them, in them, the early Makkah. If you go to any divine book, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, whatever, you will find some reference that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember his Milad Mubarak will take place there in Makkah Mukarramah. But today you see the Christians, they are popes and priests, the rabbis and the jutlas, the haramis. Quran calls them Kamathalil Himari Yahmilu Asfara. These rabbis, they are like donkeys, that they carry like encyclopedias, the donkeys. So they're the same, you see. So chapter 62, verse number 5. So Almighty Allah has mentioned all this in the Wadi of Faran, in the Wadi of Paran. So that refers to Makkah Mukarramah. So you will find that the final messenger, the last prophet for all times, all places. Ana da'wa to Ibrahim. I am as a result the dua of Nabi Ibrahim, Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasula. Ya Allah, from them send a messenger. So the dua, that dua became a reality. Then we see wa bushra Isa. And Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, the prophet. So he gave glad tidings. Wara'at ummi annahu kharaja minha nur. Whilst my mother was in gestation, she was pregnant, expecting me. That she is in Makkah, but she is seeing the nur, the radiance, nur Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi sallam, already illuminating Biladu Sham, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. So imagine the shukul irhas, irhasat, that prior to the Master alayhi salatu salam, Milad Mubarak, extraordinary events were taking place. There are books written on all that. So we should understand all these type of things. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Any person, whether he's Trump or whether he's Modi or whether he's any other harami, remember that. So, or whether it is Netanyahu or Satanyahu, once they go against Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the mission and the message of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter number 108, every Muslim knows it, Surah Kawthar, and verse number 3, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar, inna mubghidaka huwa al-aqta. The one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, aliyaz billah, hates your message and your mission, who will abtar, that he will be crushed. And you can see how many people came, they want to extinguish Islam. They are against Islam, but always they are the losers. And Islam is always spreading throughout the world. Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then we have Hukukun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights of the Master alayhi salatu salam over us, that we have, we must believe in him unreservedly, unconditionally. We have to follow his actions, ittiba'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must have ta'zeemun Nabi, that the respect and reverence for the Master alayhi salam. We must have mahabba and the true love for the Master alayhi salam, more than we love our spouses, our parents, our children, our siblings. Then ita'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to the Master alayhi salatu salam speech. And thereafter, take the message of the messenger and make tabligh and da'wat and so forth. All these are the hukuk. Salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durood sharif. So many, that is Muhammadur Rasulullah. So therefore for us it is our honor, remember, to follow the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times, all places, and all situations and circumstances. And that is the message we need to give to the world. We have the best, now we will share it with the rest. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 22nd of Zulhijjah, 1446. Day in Gaza al-Mubarakah, the Jutlas, the Haramis. It is day number 622. And remember what Israel and Iran, so today is day number 7. So you must remember that it started Friday. So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yesterday, last night, Masjid al-Aqsa was opened for Maghrib and Isha. We thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Ola, all of you Muslims, true Muslims, wherever you are listening to us now, read two rakat salat to shukr and say, thank Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, never ever close our masajid, the Haramain Sharifain, or Masjid al-Aqsa, or our masjid. Always it must be open. It is an indictment upon the Ummah, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Haramis, the scum of this earth, the swines and the pigs they are, and the monkeys they are, Quran says. They can close our Masjid al-Aqsa whenever they want to. Alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar, 13 Jutlas killed and sent to Jahannam. I sent it out last night, yesterday afternoon, and remember that at late at night when I came back from Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Al-Aqsa, so I sent out some messages also, so you see, so you must listen, go read all that on the status, and many more injured among the Jutlas and so forth. See the Americans and the Israelis, guilty every day, they're just murdering and killing our Palestinians. And when the world says ceasefire, America 5 times, they vetoed it. And then Trump and all of them want to say they want peace. They're our biggest enemies. Every day, read two rakat salat, Ya Allah, decimate and destroy America and Israel. 144 Palestinians killed, remember, in the past 30 hours. And remember that these parties, that is America, Israel, they got nothing to do with peace. They want hegemony. America wants to control the world, and Israel must control the Middle East and their policy of Eretz Israel. If you heard this morning's news, Trump and his team have taken a decision. Yes, we will attack Iran. But we're waiting. Maybe we can still come to negotiation. Iran must not have nuclear. So why the hell must they not have nuclear? You want to subjugate them just like you subjugated the Arab regimes, the Saudis and the Emiratis and Jordan and Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, these tanpot dictators, Haramis, Murtad. You want Iran must do that? No, why should Iran do that? If Israel has the right for nuclear, so Israel got the right and they got 200, 300, 400. So why not Iran? Iran also must have the right if Pakistan, India has got nuclear. So why mustn't Iran have nuclear? You, Iran, must go all out for nuclear. That is what the Quran is saying. وَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ, that you must do your best to get the best arms and ammunition. And now, tomorrow, Friday, there will be an emergency meeting at United Nations. All this is Netanyahu, the Haramis, Netanyahu, and he fooled George Bush and them, and they said weapons of mass destruction. And therefore, we say America is the only country who dropped, remember, the atomic bomb there in Hiroshima, Nagasaki. And they were the ones who murdered over 1 million people there in Iraq, murdering 500,000 children. We'll never forgive America or Madeleine Albright, the Jutli, the Jewess. May she rot in hell forever. And those Americans who want to attack Iran or Jutlas, they're getting a good hiding. Netanyahu is crying. I sent it out yesterday. So he say, we're losing so many men, we're losing so many people. And the Israelis want to get out. They say Jutlas can come in, but no one can leave Israel. You heard what I told you, Jutla, I'm telling you, for the past 5-10 years, foot sack and get out. It's not your country. You stole the land of Palestine. And a crook, when he gets caught, then the rats start jumping, you see. The sinking ship. Israel is a sinking ship. America is a sinking ship. You have a crook, you have a person who's a criminal. 34 charges, remember that against him. In America, in the White House, and he's not decide. We say go to hell. The jihad must carry on. Oh, you Ummah. We say Shias are kafir, non-Muslim. But yeah, we must support them, remember that. I sent out Mufti Taqiz, you understand, message also yesterday. That is the message, you understand, on Twitter. Even he wrote there, we must support them on this juncture here. Israel is running out of arms very soon, you see that? So therefore, they need more and more help from America and others. And these Arab tenpot dictators will give them the money. One thing Israel did, what is the truth we must speak? Israel managed to hack the banks and all that there in Tehran. So there's big problems there in Tehran and Iran, that people cannot buy food, people cannot buy bread, people cannot buy, you understand, the normal things they need. So many bakeries have closed down, so many people have ran away and run away from Tehran. So big problems there is. United Nations spokesperson say there is no proof that Iran is working towards a nuclear bomb. They just want an excuse to attack them, you see that? How when they see people like us, that we got the big beard, we got the hat on, or we got the turban on, we wear our kurta, our soap, yeah, he's a terrorist. But you are the biggest terrorist. Israel is the biggest terrorist. They can attack any country and get away with impunity. Attack Yemen, attack Syria, attack Lebanon, attack Iran, so attack Palestine, all this year. The day they were born, they were terrorists. Remember, they're the Jutlas. So remember, one settler, one bullet. We have no empathy at all. So we say, Iran, you keep on bombing them. How you finish the Mossad headquarters? How you attack that Weizmann Center? They tell today they don't know what happened. The Weizmann Center, you Muslims need to become wise. Half asleep. What half asleep? 90%, 80% of the Ummah is fast asleep. Not half asleep, they fast asleep. So the Weizmann Center was their biggest center where they kept all their archives and history and everything, concocted history, everything burned, finished, destroyed by Iran. Well done to them. So EU say, EU is also another passenger. They say it could cancel visas, free visas for Israelis. What you could cancel? You should do what Spain is saying, remember that, an arms embargo on Israel and so forth. So we all must be such that the Jutlas there inside Iran, the progressive Jews, they are not supporting the government of Israel. The Jutlas and the Jews that are in Iran are standing with the government of Iran and against the apartheid regime and terrorist regime of him, of Netanyahu and so forth. So Trump now, he wants to show off again. So in the White House, you see, they have big, big gardens. We went inside, so we know. So remember that. So you see, they have. So he's putting up big, big United States flags there on the lawn of the White House. But you must be very careful if one day you go on. They got secret, secret mics there. They can hear what you're speaking and so forth, you know. Like today, Makkah, Medina, they got secret places, mics also, and secret police. You must be very careful because this Harami MBS, the Waliyul Khamar, the one who legalizes alcohol, the Harami Murtad. So that's what they do. Modi says no third party can mediate regarding the Kashmir issue. We in charge, you see. So they are our worst enemies, Quran says, chapter 5, verse 82. And that is Surah Ma'idah, and the last verse of the 6 Jews, 6 Supara. Muslims, wake up. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. That you will find your worst enemies are the Jutlas, are the Jews, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. Saudi plane taking the Hujjaj to Indonesia, 442 passengers. So then they got the bomb scare that in the plane there's a bomb and what have you, you see. So now everybody after this India tragedy and so forth, they're extra cautious. So then the plane had to divert and so forth. They go to another airport, nearest airport. But nothing happened. They all landed safely. Allah Ta'ala Allama Ruddal Hujjaj ila Udanihim Ghanimin Salimin Ma'zuzin Mansurin Maqbulin Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, return all the Hujjaj, wherever they come from, safely, safe and sound to their near and dear families, and accept their Hajj, O Rabbal Alameen. Our Taliban, they in Kabul and Afghanistan say, all these smartphones are banned in the schools. It's very good. We mustn't allow it. It distracts you all the time. It is like people get addicted to it, you see. So we agree with them on that. Let's come to, you must remember, our beloved country, South Africa. So the South African government is mulling, you see. I don't know how long they're going to mull. Sometimes they make us mull. Mull in Afrikaans means to make us mad. And mulling, M-U-L-L-I-N-G, means to be thinking seriously. So South Africa is mulling that by end of this year, So 2025, they will close the Israeli embassy. But every day you still sending, or every week you still sending coal and all that from Richards Bay to Israel. So what the hell you guys doing, ANC? Did they bribe you up again? You're 100% corrupted, you know. You destroyed South Africa in the past 30 years. What took 200-300 years, you destroyed it in 30 years. That is the truth. Apartheid was a crime. There's no question about it. But what ANC did is equally a crime, or worse than that also. The Gupta brothers who looted South Africa, you know. So now still we can't get them extradited. Can you believe that, how hopeless our people are, politicians and our judges and our people, ministers and so forth. So now they crook South Africa, and they ran away there to Emirates, and we can't get them extradited. Now they're trying again. They're making you fools. Virgin Active, you guys want to go there for the gym and all that. So three of their establishments closed in 3 months. People don't have money, so do exercise at home. What, you want to go there and pay them subscription and so forth? You and your wife, you jump there at home. Who can jump higher? Who can do all more exercise, you see? Free of charge, you can do that. What, you want to go check all the women there, half naked? What, you want to go see or listen to all the music there? For our fatwa is for men and women to go there, it's haram. All haram activities there, what good activities there? Okay, national dialogue, another waste of time, millions and millions of rand wasted. Where's our president? Where's our deputy president? President was sitting there in Canada, Toronto, but Trump don't want to see him. Trump is saying, I'm not coming to your G20 summit here in South Africa. And remember that he's just wasting our money, actually. What good comes out for South Africa? Nothing, basically. So, and then our deputy president, Mashatile, is sitting in Russia. You see that? He hardly has any credibility in South Africa itself. But he's giving big, big talks there in the Russian university and so forth and so on. And then we got all our other clowns running South Africa. You must remember the GNU. Majority are clowns. I mean, let us be honest about it. You understood? So they're not incompetent. They're just there for the money. You see that? So they say that the cricket team won, so we're going to give them big, big bonus and so forth. What about the people who don't have food and all these type of things? So all wrong priorities, you must remember that. Okay, our program for today, you must remember, will be 8:30 to 9. Mo Zahid will interview Mona Salman Yunus. And inshallah, 11 to 12, our program, we're discussing Iran versus Israel. Israel versus Iran. So we'll discuss it academically, not just emotionally. We stand with Iran on this issue here. Shia the Kufar. But on this issue, we say, take out as many jutlas as you want. You are 100% legal Islamically. Remember that. And Americans join them, so dispatch them to hell as well. Just like Hamas is doing. You see that? You can't beat Hamas, but you want to beat Iran. So and these Arab and port dictators, Allah give them hidayat. If there's no hidayat for them, Iran, you must open up. They close the Strait of Hormuz and all the bases America got there in the Arab countries, blow them to pieces. So that is what you should do. It's free for all then. If they want to attack you, you must attack them. That's what Islam teaches us. So remember, so we need not apologize to anybody. And thereafter will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran 1 to 2. And tonight will be that, inshallah, Suratul Kahf, abundant Durood Sharif dua. Allahumma alayka bi juyush amerikiyin wa israeliyin wa britaniyin wa hindiyin wa a'da'iddin. Ya Allah, you decimate America, Israel. You decimate Britain, who's also helping them, and India and all the other countries who are helping them. In any language, speak to Almighty Allah. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and protect the Muslims wherever we are. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Gee, Mona, we have to have 13 minutes. Let's carry on, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, a Muslim man wants to make nikah to a Christian woman. She says she isn't ready to accept Islam as yet and needs time to revert. Would that nikah be valid?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala addresses this issue in two different places. Chapter 2, and that is Surah Baqarah, and verse number 221. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنْ. You Muslim men, you can't marry a mushrika. You can't marry a Hindu lady. You can't marry a Buddhist lady. They mushrik. They worship in idols and so forth and so on and all that. So they must become Muslim first, and then only you can marry them. Then second one, chapter 60 and verse 10. Is not permissible for a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male, whether he's a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, whatever. La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahun. It's not permissible for a Muslim lady to marry a non-Muslim man. And if the parents also allow it, and she also is happy about it, a whole lot of them are murtad out of the fold of Islam. They're rejecting this verse. Whether they admit it or not, their action is showing that. So chapter 60, verse number 10. So there must be no ambiguity. Almighty Allah mentioned it both ways. La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahun. For you Muslim lady, it's not permissible for you to marry them, the non-Muslim men. وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنْ. And for you non-Muslim men, it's not permissible to marry any Muslim lady. So we need to be clear. Chapter 5, verse number 5. Can a Muslim male marry a Kitabiya, a Jewess, or a Christian lady in this day and this age? That is the question actually now. But I just gave you all the others as well, so the masla and issue becomes clear. So Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah, we met him in Makkah Mukarramah, met him in South Africa. He passed away at the old, ripe old age of 96. He's one of the best fatwas he has issued. If you wonder, I still have his fatwa kitab by me. Al-Fatawa Al-Mu'asara. And it's in Arabic, obviously. I bought it there in Aqsa. Next to Aqsa, the masjid there. So next to it is a bookshop. So there I bought it. So Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi's fatwa kitab, Al-Fatawa Al-Mu'asara, Contemporary fatwa, is one of the best fatwas he has written. Not permissible in this age, this day and this age, to marry a Jewess or a Christian lady. So that is the fatwa we agree with. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, in his Ma'ariful Quran, you know it's in 8 volumes, under chapter 5, verse 5, and it's translated in English as well in 8 volumes. So you can refer to it. So you got 3 books. You got in Arabic, you got in Urdu, you got in English. Arabic Fatawa Al-Mu'asara, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi Rahimahullah. And you have Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Ma'ariful Quran in Urdu, translated in English. So you see chapter 5, verse 5, not permissible. And I just ask you 2 questions. You see, your name what? Abdullah. You want to marry who? Susie, Annie, Penny, you understand? Christian lady, Jewish lady, whatever. So now, what will they do with your children? I'm asking you. Will they raise them as Muslim or they'll raise them as a Jew Christian? 1. 2. That she will bring alcohol, wine, dine and swine in your house and so forth. You will allow that. You marry a Jewess and she brings a jutla flag in your house. So what can you say then? You see? So common sense is no more common. So in this day and this age, it's haram for you to marry a Jewess or a Christian. The adami shurut, remember that, the conditions are not over there. So therefore, it is not permissible. That is the fatwa of all the ulama who got common sense. Yeah, some of them are ulama, yesu. They sold themselves, like these Salafis and that. They will still tell you that the Saudi government is hukumatul Rashida and all that nonsense. So they are the scholars for dollars. We don't speak about them.
Mufti Sahib, when a spouse passes away, what is the masla for the partner? Can he touch his wife who has passed away? Can he kiss her on her forehead? Number 2, can a lady in menses give ghusl to the mayyat?
Okay, we have about 3-4 different questions there, so we have to break it up. So let's start with the farewell kiss. Nice name that is, farewell kiss. Now you're coming from Makkah and you're leaving tomorrow, you're leaving Saturday, Sunday. So now you have to perform tawaful wida. So we call that the farewell tawaf, the last tawaf before you leave Makkah, you know. So that is for you South Africans, people from Africa, Europe, America and so forth. So now let's take this one. Remember that the wife passed away, right? So we take that first scenario. So where the wife passed away, so what can the husband do? The husband can look at her. The husband can, you must carry her, the janazah and so forth. The husband can go into the grave and bury her. So Brother Abdul Hamid, our teacher, sir, remember, I told him, go in the grave. There's no problem. Now, Monday when she passed away, you understand, his wife. So he said, never mind, the nephews will go. He's old also. So I said, fine, it's up to you. But I just want you to know you can go. The only point of contention is this. Understand it, O you, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Wife passes away, can the husband touch his wife skin to skin? Can he give her a kiss on her forehead or cheeks or whatever, you see, farewell kiss, like you see. They kiss enough, but now he wants to give a farewell one. Is that permissible or not? Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly say, the husband can touch his wife skin to skin after her demise and after her death. But you can't speak in Islam without dalil and evidence. So we ask them, the Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly's, jib dalil, bring your dalil and evidence. They say, who buried? Who gave ghusl to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha when she passed away on the 3rd of Ramadan in the 11th year of the Hijrah? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu did everything. He gave her ghusl, so obviously he touched the skin to skin. So he made the kafan and the shroud. He went down, he performed the salatul janazah. He went down when they were burying her, our sister Hajra, rahimahullah, Allah grant the Jannat al-Firdaus. And I was reading Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak for the Marhuma and everybody else. So then you see the brothers of Sabiri Chishti. The one thing, they're well organized. I must say that, you know, I was impressed how organized they are. So yeah, in lens. So anyway, so then they put the chadar, everything. How did the chadar and that cloth come about? Sayyida Fatima made wasiya. Oh, Sayyidina Ali, you must not allow any strange man to see my shape and form. You must put some cloth and so forth. It started with Sayyida Fatima, the Ladli, the Beti, the Sahibzadi, the beloved daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa Ahlil Jannah. She is the leader of the women in Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So that is the Shafi'is, Maliki's, somebody say you can touch your wife after her death, okay? And I gave you the evidence. Hanafi say, Imam Hanifa is a genius, you know. For what if Imam Shafi said, An-nasu iyalun li Abi Hanifata fil fiqh, that the people are the children of Imam Abu Hanifa in fiqh. Imam Abu Hanifa says, I'm reading the Quran Sharif, chapter number 4, verse 23. And what I look at, the last line and last verse there, you see, of the fourth juz, the fourth subara. Allah says, Wa antajma'u bainal ukhtain. You can't combine two sisters in your nikah at one time. So if you say, listen to what he says, Imam Abu Hanifa, if you say that I can touch her, my wife, your wife, after she dies. So it means after her demise, I can't marry her sister. But everybody agrees after her demise that you can marry her sister. For us men, there's no iddat and all that. She died today, and now in the afternoon you get married to her sister. It's permissible Islamically. So Imam Abu Hanifa says, so that proves that as far as the dunya laws goes, in Jannat all you'll be together. But as far as the dunya laws go, the laws in this world, that the nikah is broken. Hence, you can't touch her skin to skin. So if you look at the dalil and evidence of Imam Hanifa, it's very, very strong. So remember that. But walikulli wajha, all parties got their dalail and so forth. So when your wife is Hanafi, you Hanafi, you can't be touching her after her death skin to skin, give her last peck on the neck and so forth, and farewell kiss, and you can't do all these kind of things. So that is one scenario. Next scenario, that the husband passed away. Can the wife touch the husband? Yes, that is ijma, and according to all four schools. Remember that because she's in iddah, she can't marry anybody else. She has to wait for that 130 days and so forth. So the husband passed away. Who gave ghusl to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh? Asma binti Umais. So you must remember his honorable wife. So there's one Maulana in Pretoria, I don't have to mention his name. But he made wasiyyah, the people were shocked. They asked me, I said, what he did is right. He told his wife that she must give him ghusl. So remember that is permissible according to all four schools. So it shows that there is an academic discussion, so we need to understand this. Next issue, now the sister passed away. Can a lady in menses give ghusl and bathe the deceased while she is in menses? That lady who's alive we're speaking about now, obviously. So remember, she can't give ghusl to her. Only the tahirat, the ladies who are 100% clean, they must give the ghusl, and not the ladies in haiza and haiz and nifas and so forth, postnatal, they are not allowed to give the ghusl. Last question.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for women to change their clothes after making the niyat and entering into the state of ihram?
For you ladies, now you are going for umrah and so forth. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Now you reach Makkah and or you reach Jeddah and so forth. Now you are so, you're feeling uncomfortable. It's so hot day, it's midsummer, and now you're perspiring and so forth. You want to take a shower, permissible. You want to change your clothes, change your underwear, all permissible. However, you can't be using any soap, any shampoo, any lotion, all that you can't use. Change your clothes, all that totally permissible. No problem with that. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.